Good morning.
Good morning.
Jay was here last week, and we have a full house. And I'm here this week, and not a full house. So I know where I'm in the packing order of things. Yeah, I'm up here. I forgot what I was going to say. I have something planned as a good opener. Oh, well. No doubt about it, the world we live in is changing. There are two questions we need to ask. Are we changing for the better? And what is the rate of change? Do you sometimes feel that you are forever chasing the latest technology? Do you feel overwhelmed with the information explosion on a regular basis? Do you feel angry and incensed at the political drama and tragedies play out each day? Lives seems to be spinning out of control. Living seems to be unmanageable in this fast-changing world. Bruce Lee once said, one great cause of failure is lack of concentration. Of course, he was referring to his intensive martial art training. His success was due to his ability to focus on the thing that made him exceptional and famous. He lived and breathed martial art. As Christians, we're a bit to focus also. Not on things that dishearten us, not on things that distract us, and not on things that disappoint us, but on Christ and Christ alone. Many scriptures point us in the same direction. Numerous Bible passages advise the same thing. And countless examples paint the same picture. We need to focus on the one who loved us and gave himself for us. We are to look to Christ, Hebrews 12:2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. We are to abide in Christ. John 15:5, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. We have to learn of Christ. Matthew 11:29, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. We have to think like Christ. Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. We are to live Christ. Philippians 1:21, for to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. We are to preach Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 1 and 2. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Focusing on Christ is of paramount importance. Anchoring in the Lord is our first step. This morning, the title of my message is Defense Against the Changing World. We have two indispensable tools in our hands. In the one hand, we have trust. In the other hand, we have obedience. When both tools are used, we can defend against the whirling changes happening around us. When we trust and obey, we know that we are safe. When we trust and obey, we know that we are secure. When we trust and obey, we know that we are sheltered under the shadow of God's mighty wings. Now, remember the opening line. Normally, I will have a cup of water. This morning, I have a cup of coffee. Hopefully that will perk up my message a little bit. We are going to look at the various Bible verses that relate to trust and obey. The first passage that came into my mind is this one. You are all familiar with it. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. We are to trust the Lord with all of our hearts, not half-heartedly. When we put him first in our lives, he teaches us his way of doing things. The next two verses may seem obvious, but we are to make the right choice. Psalm 118, verse 8. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Just remember one thing, that man in the verse also includes self. A lot of times we say that we trust the Lord and still rely on self to get things done. And Psalm 20, verse 7, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. One good example of this is our misguided trust in technology and financial resources in evangelism. God is infinite in wisdom, power, and riches. He is both our provider and protector. 2 Samuel 22, verse 31. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all them that trust in him. And Psalm 18, verse 2, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength. In him I will trust. And also in Isaiah 26, verse 4, trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Our hope is in the Lord. Our blessing comes from trusting him. Jeremiah 17, verse 7. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. Same as trusting in the Lord, we need to obey God rather than the creature. Acts 5:29. Then Peter and the other apostle answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than man. Obey God means to obey his truth, his commandments, and genuine love of the brethren is the evidence of such obedience. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit, unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently. God loves his children's obedience better than anything else. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22. And Samuel said, after the Lord has great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of the Lord, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. We are going to look at a couple of examples of trust and obey from the Bible. Both examples are from the book Daniel. The story is self-explanatory, so I will not be making any comment. My challenge to you is to read over these examples again later, so you can read the personal lesson directly from God. Please note the blessing as a result of Daniel and his friends' determined action. So if you've got your Bible ready, turn to Daniel chapter 1, and then we're going to read chapter 3 later on. Daniel chapter 1, the whole chapter, in both cases. Daniel chapter 1, verse 1. In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, unto Jerusalem, and besieged it. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand, with part of the vessels of the house of God, which he carried into the land of Shinar, to the house of his God, and he brought the vessel into the treasure house of his God. Verse 3. And the king spake unto Aspenaz, the master of his eunuch, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel, and of the king's seed, and of the princes, children in whom was no blemish, but well favored, and skillful in all wisdom, and cunning in knowledge, and understanding science, and such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the learning in the tongue of the Chaldeans. And the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat, and of the wine which he drank, so nourishing them 3 years, that at the end thereof they might stand before the king. Now among these were the children of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, unto whom the prince of the eunuch gave names, for he gave unto Daniel the name of Belshazzar, and to Hananiah of Shadrach, and to Mishael of Meshach, and to Azariah of Abednego. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuch that he might not defile himself. Now God hath brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuch. And the prince of the eunuch said unto Daniel, I fear my lord the king, who hath appointed your meat and your drink, for why should he see your faces worse liking than the children which are of your sort? Then shall ye make me endanger my head to the king. Verse 11. And said Daniel to Melchizedek, whom the prince of the eunuch has set over Daniel, and Ananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, prove thy servant, I beseech you, 10 days, and let them give them pulse to eat, and water to drink. Then let our countenances be looked upon before thee, and the countenance of the children that eat of the portion of the king's meat, and as thou seest, deal with thy servant. So he consented to them in this manner, and proved them 10 days. And at the end of 10 days, their countenances appear fairer and fatter in flesh than the children which eat the portion of the king's meat. Thus Melchizedek took away the portion of their meat and the wine that they should drink, and gave them pulse. As for these 4 children, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. Now at the end of the days that the king has said he should bring them in, then the prince of the eunuch brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar. And the king communed with them, and among them all was found none like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore stood they before the king. And in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in all his realm. And Daniel continued even unto the first year of King Cyrus. Flip over to Daniel chapter 3. We're going to read the entire chapter also. Daniel chapter 3. Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold, whose height was 70 cubits, and the breadth thereof 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king sent to gather together the princes, the governors, and the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriff, and all the rulers of the provinces, to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Then the princes, the governor, and captains, the judges, the treasurers, the treasurers, the counselor, the sheriff, and all the rulers of the provinces were gathered together unto the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar the king has set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar has set up. Then an herald cried aloud, "To you it is command, O people, nations, and languages, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, dulcimers, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king have set up. And whoso falleth not down and worshipeth shall the same hour be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace." Verse 7. Therefore at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and all kind of music, all the people, the nations, and the languages fell down and worshipped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Wherefore, at that time, certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews. They spake and said to the king Nebuchadnezzar, "O king, live forever. Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, shall fall down and worship the golden image." Excuse me. Verse 11. "And whoso falleth not down and worshipeth, that he should be cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affair of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up." Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, "Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up?" Verse 15. "Now if ye be ready at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, but if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands?" Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. But it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up." Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake, and commanded that they should heat the furnace 17 times more than it was wont to be heated. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hosen and their hats, and their other garments, and were cast in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Verse 22. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished, and rose up in haste, and spake, and said unto his counselor, Did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, True, O king. He answered and said, Lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace, and spake, and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth, and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire. And the princes, governors, and captains, and the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw this man, upon whose body the fire had no power, nor was an hair of their head singed. Neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who have sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him, and have changed the king's word and yield their bodies, that they may not serve nor worship any god except their own. 29. Therefore I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there's no other God that can deliver after this sort. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. Next, we are going to look at some practical teaching from Apostle Paul in trust and obey. Trust and obey are not things that we do because it is the Christian way. Its purpose is to help us to be transformed into the likeness of our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We can show our trust in God by presenting ourselves for his service. We can show our obedience by not following what is around us, but following Christ our Lord and doing his will. Another practical guide can be found in the Epistle to the Philippians. If your Bible ready, handy, Philippians chapter 4, we're going to read from verse 4 to 13. Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 to 13. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your heart and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, and whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly, that now at the last your care of me have flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye lack opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned, in whatsoever stage I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I'm instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Trust and obey are not banners and slogans. They are very practical in our Christian lives. It is where the rubber meets the road. They are the measuring sticks by which we can evaluate our relationship with God. They are the gauging devices by which we can monitor our closeness to the Lord. They are the irrefutable evidences by which we know that we are His and He is ours. We're going to conclude by originally singing two hymns, but since we sang the first one, so we're going to sing Trust and Obey, number 500. And before that, I will ask Matt to close in prayer first, and then we will sing the hymn. Thank you.
Heavenly Father, thank you for this message from Chris, from you this morning, a reminder of who we are in Christ and that we are to rely on you, Lord, in all things. And as we read in your word, we can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth us. And you also said, Lord, without you we can do nothing. So there's two different ways of saying, Lord, we need to be relying on you for all things. And Lord, you are always faithful to us. Help us to remember in times of trouble or stress to just rely on you and to just thank you for the opportunity that we're dealing with at the time, and to not get worked up about it, but to rely on you and to ask you, Lord, to see us through. And help us, Lord, to be a good and faithful witness in our lives through acting in this manner. And Lord, might they see the fruit in our lives and to maybe ask some questions and maybe come to know you, Lord. We ask your blessing in each and every one of our lives. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.